Current State on 90.5 WKAR. High schools and colleges around the country are facing an alarming trend. A number of studies from places such as the University of Florida and the Hearing Health Foundation report as many as one teenager in four has some degree of hearing loss. And Current State's Kevin Lavery is here to tell us more. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Mark. That's right. This epidemic of what you might loosely call early onset hearing loss represents a marked increase today over past generations. It's very difficult, actually, to pinpoint the cause of this problem. Experts say it's not as simple as simply blaming it on these ubiquitous earbuds that the digital generation has. Many say we simply live in a louder world with more audio stimulation. Michigan State University is tackling this issue through a program that helps the hearing impaired navigate their work and personal lives.
Jeffrey Astrin has spent a lifetime beating the odds. Last August, the 4'5" Michigan State University grad student was part of the U.S. volleyball team that took the silver medal at the World Dwarf Games in East Lansing. But that victory pales in comparison to another battle Astrin fought much earlier in life. At age 2, Jeffrey Astrin had a brush with cancer. During his treatment, he lost his hearing.
Ever since that time, I've been hearing impaired from a very young age. It's been quite an experience. Also a lot of challenges, but nonetheless, I pull through and do what I can do in the whole day.
Several years ago, Astrin formed a strong friendship with one of his mentors, Don Power. He's a retired labor negotiator, an adjunct MSU professor, and former East Lansing City Councilman. In his younger days, Power flew in helicopters in Vietnam, something he believes may have hastened his own gradual hearing loss. That may be one reason why he and Astrin bonded so quickly.
Jeffrey and I got involved with what and huh. And those are probably the two most important words that welded us together.
Astrin and Power are graduates of MSU's inaugural Cooser program. It's named for Kathy Cooser, a licensed independent social worker from Dayton, Ohio, who herself struggles with hearing loss. The Cooser program teaches participants, both the hearing impaired and their communication partners, techniques for coping with the emotional and social aspects of hearing loss. Michigan State University is running three separate workshops this spring. The first, held in January, was geared almost exclusively towards students. Virginia Martz is a deaf and hard of hearing mobility and disability specialist with the Resource Center for Persons with Disabilities at MSU. She's seen her share of incoming students with some level of hearing loss over the years, but Martz says she's been alarmed by some recent statistics.
What really startled me was when it came out in fall of 2012 was the first time they were saying publicly, disability offices, be prepared, we're looking at 1 in 4 students having some hearing loss.
Martz says in most cases, students come to see her as they slowly begin to realize the gaps in their education. They're missing key parts of lectures or not understanding verbal instructions. Some are already beyond that point.
Others coming in saying, I have hearing loss, but they did not know what they needed or they were not familiar with their hearing aids. And so I have immediate concern about what's going to happen to them as they move through college and then into employment.
Jeffrey Astrin already knows the frustration that hearing impaired people feel in their daily work interactions. He's often found himself asking for information several times, which he concedes is frustrating for the employer. Astrin does not want to be in the position of failing the task because he failed to understand the requirements.
I can take notes and then go back and start my work, but it might not be the product you're looking for, and I don't want to submit a product that's either unprofessional or way off of what they asked for. That's not a good image of me, it's not good for the employer, and it makes an unhealthy workplace.
Don Power, the former labor negotiator, is looking out for Astrin's interests. He says only about a third of employers who hire people with hearing disabilities actually make accommodations for them. In addition, Power says, the hearing impaired face economic disparity.
When Jeffrey starts work, on average, anybody with a hearing loss will probably have an income decrease of about $23,000 a year starting. And if you're a woman, it's an additional 15%. For me, that's a crime.
Economics aside, CUSER program facilitators say they're trying to head off workplace tensions that could escalate into disciplinary action toward the employee. Jenny Pyatt manages the Business Network Unit of Michigan Rehabilitation Services, a division of the Michigan Department of Human Services.
It's very subtle. It may be an employee who, yeah, was doing their job. They felt like everything was fine. All of a sudden, their supervisor comes up to them out of the blue and said, look, I got 3 customer complaints this week saying you turned their back and you didn't respond to what they were asking for. And that oftentimes, that's when MRS gets involved, because again, it's that 11th hour of something's got to change or I'm going to end up losing my job.
2 key objectives seem to stand out within the CUSER program: self-advocacy and patience. That last virtue is a lesson Don Power learned the hard way one night. He and Jeffrey were watching an MSU basketball game on TV, but the sound was turned down. Jeffrey missed the play.
And he asked me, what happened? And I thought, what do you mean, what happened? You just saw what happened. I forgot. He may have visually saw it, but he didn't hear the description. And then I thought, this is a part of your being patient, he being patient with we be patient with each other as we work together.
For his part, Jeffrey Astron still sticks to his tried and true coping strategies. He admits large group meetings are hard to follow. So are phone conversations, especially on cell phones. And without watching a speaker's lips, even the simple act of enjoying a dinner conversation is strained whenever Astron looks down at his plate. Still, he feels his newly learned techniques will be useful, provided the people around him are also willing to meet him halfway.
I've got to be very careful as we go down the line and then end up somewhere where I know I'm going to be successful, where I know I can give a lot of contribution and be able to live my life comfortably.
The CUSER program sessions at Michigan State University continue through February. MSU will host one more 4-week workshop later this spring. Organizers say they hope to create a long-term program in the near future. For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.